listening to WRFN LP Pasquo. This is the Friends Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you go to radiofreenashville.org, then you can make tax-deductible contributions there. And you can also listen to a live stream of the broadcast. Of course, we're also broadcasting on 103.7 FM in Nashville and 107.1 FM in the Pasquo, Bellevue, and West Nashville areas. So again, this is the Fringe Radio Show, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org, then you can sign up for their newsletter, and you'll get a free copy of their seasonal music sampler. The new one just came out, by the way. And you can, and that includes music by artists of all different genres in the Nashville area. You can also check out events they're sponsoring that may be coming up. They also sponsor Mint for the Milk Crate, so much appreciation for that. If you go to, so again, I'm Al D. I'm an MC, hip-hop producer and promoter, and a little bit of a DJ lately in the Nashville area. If you go to aldwords.com, you can check out my music. And if you go to mintforthemilkcrate.com, you can find information about past and upcoming events I've been involved with. So I had two guests in the studio with me today, and that's Case Bloom and Radsky. We're here to talk. Oh, I didn't get y'all on yet. What's up?
Check, check, y'all on? Check, check.
Oh. Nice. Okay.
There you go.
Appreciate y'all coming through. So, yeah, we're here to talk about Funky Good Time primarily, as well as everything else these guys have going on. That's the first Saturday of each month. So it's coming up this Saturday, right?
Correct.
And that's at the Five Spot this month, featuring Doc DeLay. These beats that are playing in the background throughout the program are all his, by the way. And Bowls and Raw Wax are also part of the party. And Daru Jones will be there playing drums. This is my favorite dance party in Nashville. No offense to the boom bap, but it jumps. It's so much fun. And, you know, they just play record, you know, all funk soul records, 45s and stuff like that. So yeah, just to get started, I guess I don't know one of you guys just kind of chime in with the story of Funky Good Time and how it got started and what the idea is and everything.
All right, can you hear me? All right, I can't tell if it's maybe just my headphones. So yeah, this is Case here, co-founder of Funky Good Time. Originally started with Cool Out, who now lives in Philadelphia, and we really were just looking for a place where we could play music and have folks come together that would kind of be fun. Just like outlets. I think once Egon and Count left, mm-hmm. we left this vacuum in Nashville, and we were sort of trying to slide into some shoes that were a little too big for us. But we've been doing it for almost 11 years now, and I feel like we're growing into it. So.
Yeah, so Cool Out was also the original co-founder of the Boom Bap, right? And then I guess both of you guys moved to Philly. And you came back, he didn't, so here we are.
Correct.
Got the Funky Good Time still alive with Bowles and Radsky, who's here in the studio with us as well.
Yes.
And is Raw Wax regularly part of the Funky Good Timers? Okay,
like
I wasn't familiar, but...
He's one of our underlings.
Okay.
Like, where? Coming up underneath.
Yeah, and then
going,
I guess...
Going through the school of DJing, the Funky Good Time education program.
It works. Right. And then I guess, yeah, at some point not too long ago, Daru Jones started playing live drums sort of over the records at the party, which just brings a little more energy, I guess, makes it. But, yo, the dance party gets wild in there. Super fun.
Yep.
So let's see. And then I guess, yeah, the boom bap was crazy this past Saturday. Man, Newmark, and I still stand by that he's the illest that's played.
I mean, he's one of the best DJs in the world.
Yeah, in the world.
To be fair, I think I might have missed Jazzy Jeff, but
yeah, I mean, he's also one of the best.
Right. I mean, that's the one that people argue with me on it, and I'm like, I don't know, I didn't catch that one, yeah. But no one. But yeah, that was sick, man. I was real glad I was able to be there on Saturday for that. Yeah, my bad. Here, I'll cut you up. These beats are fresh, though.
Yeah, Dr. Lay, man.
So, again, Radsky's here in the studio with us. We're about to play a snippet from one of his live recorded mixes. It's called The Sure Shot.
Uh-huh.
And you can listen to the whole thing on SoundCloud, by the way.
The second volume. The original Sure Shot is not on SoundCloud. There was an original SoundCloud that... Sure Shot that Cool Out helped me do.
Yes.
And that is In the Vault at Home.
I like that one, though.
Yeah, I know. It's got some fun stuff on it. Yeah. This one is more of the... just play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Radsky playing records, as you could hear.
Yes.
At Funky Good Time.
Yes.
This Saturday.
Every first Saturday.
Every first Saturday at Five Spot.
Thank you. this crazy town having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. From my body house, I feel like me another familiar. In the race, a brother. But to my surprise, I find a man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me up. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard.
That was a mix by Radsky, who's here in the studio with me, along with Case Bloom.
What's up, Al?
What's good, guys? They're both going to be DJing at the 5 spot on Saturday, August 4th, for the Funky Good Time. That goes down the first Saturday of every month. This month we'll be featuring Doc Delay. All these beats that are playing in the background, that don't all have vocal samples in them. Kanye. But they're all produced by Doc Delay from his project called Morgan, and you can find that on Bandcamp. I'm sure if you just Google Doc Delay, you can find your way there. Mm-hmm.
Peacelock 72.
So, excuse me?
Peacelock 70, the label that put it out. So okay. Physical copies available.
Oh, yeah. I saw it was on vinyl, too. You can buy it right there on Bandcamp, too. Of course, also part of Funky Good Time was Bowles, who's also part of the Boom Bap, along with Rate and Case. And Raw Wax, Daru Jones on the drums. So this is a vinyl dance party.
It's the best party in town.
The Boom Bap, by the way, is the fourth Saturday of every month. And the last one was just this past Saturday. Was real fresh with Newmark. Let's see. I was thinking Funky Good Times start. Didn't you do one at Boundary, like the first one or something?
The first one's actually not a Boundary. It was a Bar 23.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was at one
That's
of those.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I think I was the last one there.
Yeah, man, going back.
But the most people's memories would be from Cabana, which was where it resided in Midtown before the kind of moved to
Eastside.
Philly. Well, I
before,
guess
yep. yeah, before we moved to Philly.
When Case came back from Philly, basically Boom Bap and Funky Good Time both were reestablished on the east side at Five Spot.
We were actually doing the Boom Bap on the east side while I was in
Philly. Oh, right. You were doing it in Philly and here and some other places.
Yeah, in Miami and Atlanta.
Right.
So it was a lot of
I didn't know that it was going on in Miami and Atlanta.
Yeah, that was those were blurry years, man.
Oh my gosh,
those weekends.
We were hustling, man.
We would literally go down to Miami. We would do the Miami Boom Bap. We would get done at 5 a.m. Go to the airport directly from the bar, but just drunk. Go through TSA. Get on the flight at like 7. Fly into Atlanta, get in around, I don't know, 8:30, 9, whatever time. Wait around for the hotel early check-in, maybe catch an hour or two nap, and then go and set up.
And do it again.
Do it again, and then drive to Nashville with, like, house shoes or whatever special guests we had with us. And then we would go do the party here. It was, by the time Sunday rolled around, I was just done.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough
unsustainable, you know?
Is that when Funky Good Time wasn't happening at that time, was it?
It was, but it wasn't... We were doing this not even that long ago. This was like...
Like, when was this?
2-3 years ago.
Really?
Maybe 4 years ago. Has not been that long.
Was it before it moved to the Five Spot?
Because we were at Acme, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, man, I forgot about the Funky
Good
Time.
We were
at
the rooftop at Acme.
That's where it made its resurgence.
Right. Yeah, and I went to the first one.
Oh, dude, and the... That was such a mess because that floor is wood, and we had these crazy vibration problems because we're playing all
skipping
vinyl.
The needle.
People, when you started getting the dance floor going, it would be a problem.
Dude.
We tried everything.
We used to have that problem at Sound Therapy when we started doing. No, it wasn't even Serato yet. People were making the CD skip because they were wilding around, jumping around, performing, and because we were like performing over like CDs at the time. It was Serato wasn't quite like mainstream like that yet, so we had like show discs and people were performing, jumping around, like jumping on tables and stuff. The CD would always skip, and it was man, this is embarrassing.
War story.
Shout out to Serato for fixing hip-hop.
Yeah. And for us for being stubborn and still doing all vinyl with Funky Good Time.
Right. Yes.
Still, every once in a while you'll catch a record skipping and you're like, oh yeah. The people don't necessarily notice until that happens.
Theoretically, Serato could skip too. It's still a needle, but...
It doesn't really work like that. It doesn't just fuzz out. Like the white noise you get in between. That is not even a thing anymore, right? White noise? Digital now. Whatever.
Tell us a little bit more about Doc Delay, because I actually was not familiar myself. These beats are all super fresh. I was checking out last night.
So he's like a New York guy. He was on Soul Strut, which is sort of like a nerdy record forum back in the day.
Okay.
And it's actually kind of funny because George Somers, who is another partner in the party from way back when. It's his birthday this Saturday, so he's coming out. He was on Soul Strut, and he knows Dr. Lay from the Soul Strut days. And he's like, oh my God, Tom's coming?
Oh, man.
So it's going to be a nerd party for real.
But
Tom's played the party. Tom is Dr. Lay. He's played the party once before. Mm-hmm. He was coming through on like a little road trip thing. And he's a good dude. Record head.
Yep.
Producer.
So, I was... Because this is an instrumental album. Does he produce, like...
Like beats?
Yeah, I mean, does he produce for, like, hip-hop artists or anything?
Yeah,
or
he actually produced for, like, Prodigy of Mobb Deep. He did, like, a remix for him. He's got some production credits. A lot of indie stuff, for sure. But he could speak more eloquently to that. I don't really know all of his credits.
All right, so before we... Well, let me just shift focus back to Boom Bap for 1 minute, because I was going to ask you who is the illest guest you've ever had, guest DJ. I'm putting you on the spot like
the
that.
The illest?
Yeah.
Man, you know, we've been doing the party for almost 11 years now, so it is weird to think about how long that is
right
in my life, like what that it's like over a third of my life, you know, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a long time, right?
And you've had some ill dudes.
But like, I think of like moments that were just like magic.
I do that instead. That's fine.
Because it's a little easier for me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But like,
oh, I got one too.
Yeah. See, we all have moments. See, it's a little easier when you break it up into these moments. Yeah. You're like, whoa, everything is gelling. This is so cool. I had one that sticks out randomly in my head is we had Cash Money maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And he's like kind of like an unsung hero in the DJ community. He's somebody who's a big, big deal, but the general public doesn't really know him the same way that they know Jazzy Jeff or other guys. And he played a set, and it was just like kind of below the belt. Like, I don't really know how to describe it other than like he didn't. Like, a lot of times we're not playing records or we're playing records, you can describe it as like a headshot where you're like, okay, these people need obvious stuff. Mm-hmm. You hit them in the head, right? He kind of played below the belt a little bit, but it was like 80s R&B classics. And then he brought in, like, it was this, like, moments where you kind of caught everybody by surprise. And there were these quiet, like, scary moments where everyone was like, what's going to happen? And then it just was like, beautiful. Right. Those were like some of those moments for me are the most, they're the coolest ones. They're like the scary, almost like, is it gonna work? And then it's just perfect.
Right.
I'm just seeing guys like do the old routines too, like it's kind of like a tradition, you know, rocking the bells and doing all that. Seeing Cash rock the bells, seeing Jeff rock the bells, Active, a lot of the OGs coming and doing little routines. It sticks with you.
All right, I got a moment. I'm going to run real quick.
All right.
Which was, and it's not even as, I don't even remember who the DJ was. But it was the night when the AC went out at 5 Spot.
Oh, man.
Somehow it was the most fun, like, boom bap ever. Because everybody was just, like, completely drenched with sweat. It was so hot. It was, like, the middle of the summer. The AC just didn't work at all. It was just,
I was, like pouring water on
people.
Yeah,
you were walking around through the crowd pouring pitchers of water on people.
Wow.
And everybody was, like, loving it. And, like, because everybody, it was just so, you would think people would be, like, mad. And, like, this sucks, it's hot. But everybody just sweat all over each other. And it was, like,
Woodstock.
Carnal. Yeah, it was so crazy. It was like Woodstock. It's like Woodstock for the hip-hop heads.
Yeah.
But anyway. And then I thought Total Eclipse did the illest beat juggle I ever seen at the Boom Bap.
Oh, man. Which time? Last one?
Every time. I mean, just every time he did.
He's a master.
I mean, I only saw him in person at... Well, actually, I saw him in person at the DMC one time, too. But anyway, he just always bodies the beat juggles. Perfect. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I got to give a special shout-out to Why Not, too, because that's my favorite person who I wasn't familiar with before.
I have
seeing him there,
you.
Where I was like, who is this dude? He's insane.
Good news.
What's that?
He's coming back. He's going to play Funky Good Time next month.
What?
Not next month, but the month
right,
after.
Right, right. You mean in, I guess, September.
We're not quite to August yet.
Right. Oh, that's dope. Left. Yeah, because I've seen him play Boom Bap twice, I believe.
Yeah, or three times. He's played a bunch of times. But yeah, he's a friend. I'm lucky we're in a position where I can bring my friends to come and play.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They get to hang out and eat, and they're really good DJs.
Look forward to that, man. Look forward to that.
Yep.
So we're coming up, well... Not quite.
Let's see. I got another good memory.
Let's hit on a couple things real quick because I wanted to kind of shift focus to Radsky after this break here for at least a little bit. But real quick, it's at Case Bloom. Y'all can find him on social media, probably everywhere just with that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the Funky Good Time page on Facebook. I know Boom Bap page is everywhere at Boom Bap Live, mostly, right? At the Boom Bap Live?
Yes, Boom Bap Live.
As far as other stuff coming up, I guess Case Bloom at Rosemary Beauty Queen every Monday, at the Flamingo every Wednesday, which is in the Wedgwood, Houston area, and at Bar Sovereign every Thursday, which is downtown, and I've been able to check that out. I guess I've only been there one time, but it was dope, and I know I see on social media and stuff how that goes down, so... Yeah, just whatever you want to do, if you want to hit another memory or talk about some of those little more, whatever.
I have a good one. So for the 10-year anniversary, or was it last year or the year before when we had Breakbeat Lou and he met Alan Jacklock?
Yeah, that was 2 years.
Two years ago.
2 years ago, whenever Lou's first time to do one.
Nine-year anniversary.
Oh, right.
No, it was
This is a funky good time memory
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about...
So we had the legendary Breakbeat Lou, who he put out a seminal compilation called Ultimate Beats and Breaks, which was like really, really important in the foundation of hip-hop. And definitely a lot of great like funk records compiled on the comps. We had him come down, and he met Alan Shacklock, who is a good friend of ours' father. Shout out to Kids Meal.
Yes, Kids Meal's dad.
And they his dad actually wrote a song called The Mexican, which is like a classic break. So we had them meet for the first time at the party. And I played the record, and it was like this moment. It was
that's
really,
awesome.
Really cool.
It was cool.
I was there that night, too. I remember talking to Kids Meal and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice
so
one.
So that's my memory. There are a lot, but that was a really cool one.
Yeah, and I guess we were here to talk about Funky Good Time, and of course I ramble on about Boom Bap a bunch, so that was dope. We brought it back to a to a Funky Good Time memory. But it's the nature of the show. You know, I'm always bringing back to hip-hop just because that's how I do.
Yep.
So we're coming up on this... This is just the next kind of 12 minutes of that Radsky Sure Shot mix. So we're going to just let that keep playing, and we'll be back in about 12 minutes to talk to these guys a little more about some other stuff that's coming up. I just wish I had the good of people.
forget there. I've got to win. You need some soul. Come on, get some. And then you know where I'm coming from. I may land the cut and go along, but I'm still on the case, and my rap is strong. Hey! Go jump on my train when I'm out of sight. Just check yourself and say, yeah, you're right.
Thank you. living. Dig it now. Some people don't like the way Sally was. Hey, fella.
Yeah, man.
Y'all see anything wrong with Sally's wall?
No.
All right, then, tell me about it.
Last block of music was all mixed by Radsky, who's here in the studio with us along with Case Bloom.
So
they'll both be playing at the Funky Good Time this Saturday, August 4th, and every first Saturday of the month. This particular party is featuring Doc DeLay. All these beats playing in the background are his, and also will feature Bowles, Raw Wax, and Daru Jones will be playing drums live over the records. So Radsky, of course, has been involved with Funky Good Time, like we've been talking about. He's also a drummer.
Yep.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit about the bands you've played with, I guess, over the years, historically and currently or whatever.
The only band that I've really been in where I was like a full-on member of the band was this band called Luella and the Sun. In 2012 and 2013, I've been a part of the band Steelism since the beginning of that band. And I'm a freelance drummer about town, mostly.
Yeah, so if y'all need drummers, get it Radsky.
Hey, man. John Radford. John Radford. JohnRadfordDrums.com. Ratfish78 on the Instagram. Yeah, that's what I do. I do studio work. And been live work as well. Mostly been staying in town in and around Nashville. So if you need a drummer here in town, hit me up.
Dig that. And we were talking earlier, I guess you're playing tonight at the Vinyl Tap in East Nashville with some jazz musicians.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about that. You mentioned the names.
This dude, Chris Autry, playing bass. Roy Agee playing trombone, and then this dude named Jimmy Matt Rowland playing keyboards.
You said some of them. One of them played with someone.
Yeah, Roy played with Prince.
Wow.
He was like in the last band. Like he was on the road with him for a while.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna check that out. And so that's I guess on the earlier side. I know we mentioned Case is playing later on at Rosemary and Beauty Queen. So. We got a whole night charted out for you on the east side.
On the east side, man.
Ruin your Tuesday with me and Radsky.
Wait, it's Monday. Is it Monday?
I know, but Tuesday's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Tuesday is when you pay.
Tuesday
is
when you pay. Exactly. Terrible Tuesdays. That's why they call it that.
I'm just abiding the now, Case.
Well,
can't think of tomorrow.
So shout out, too, because Radsky came and played Funk and Soul over on the bar side of Cobra during Men for the Milk Crate once.
Yes,
happened.
I
that
did.
That was a dope night. We should do that again sometime.
We should do that again sometime.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was very cool. Wasn't Kids Meal involved that one of those nights? I think he was.
On Oh no, maybe Black Cat Sylvester.
No, was it was for I had, no.
Oh, you mean
I had,
on my side or on your side?
On my side, on okay. on the bar. I
oh
think,
right, right.
Because that was a thing. It was meant for milk crates on one side, and then I was doing had a special Saturday night session yeah, of Soul like Power.
A, right, you had a special with, one with him
with Kids Meal. Yeah, yep. that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is what went.
Because that dude's crazy. That dude can cut up some records.
Oh, for sure. And shout out to Nico Barnes too. We've had him over there doing the vinyl, club. I guess not last time, but maybe a couple of times before that. But that was fun too because it was kind of like we do the open mic over at Memphis the Milk Crate, and he got the open turntables over there. So,
well, it was wild.
Let's see. I'm going to just run down real quick a few other events that are coming up in the near future. Not necessarily related to my guests, but this is just kind of part of what we do here. So, of course, every Tuesday we got the open mic cypher at Bearded Iris Brewery hosted by Dirt Bike Mike. And he plays all vinyl too, by the way, so like hip-hop instrumentals. But that's mostly a cypher for the MCs, so if you got rhymes, come through, check that out. It's free. 7 to 10 p.m. every Tuesday. This particular Tuesday, tomorrow, you can catch Black Milk with Nat Turner and Rashad the Poet with Street Band Clan opening. That's at High Watt.
Yeah, you gotta be there.
Later on Tuesday. Yeah, I'm gonna be there too. That's
oh, yeah.
I think Nick Raitt's coming out too.
Yeah, we all gotta go.
Yeah, for sure. And then this Friday, Petty, Stan, and Out Here Boys, which is Sofa Brown and Evan Blocker. That's 8 p.m. at 615 Main Street. With DJ Chill on the sounds. Do you know what venue that is, by the way? 615 Main Street?
No.
Maybe it's like maybe it's not really a venue. I don't know. Maybe they set up their own sound or something. But anyway, he got tickets for sale. He's been hustling those on the internet, driving around selling physical copies and everything. And I'm going to play some songs by all those guys for the last 10 minutes of the show. And stay tuned for Gio on the radio coming up next, who may be a little late. And I may get to play a little more Petty, Stan, and Out Here Boys than I was planning on while he is stuck in traffic or whatever. But anyhow, one last thing I'm going to mention is on August 11th is Quiet Entertainer Fest at the Cobra, 7 p.m. It's also his birthday party, I guess. He's got Fable Cry, Israel Anthem, Chip Green, Kate Tucker, Cloudmouth, Fate Train, Magic of Science, Willix, and Grand Division. So he's got a whole bunch of artists, and he's been doing that for a while, I think, the Quiet Entertainer Fest thing. He'll also be coming on this radio program to talk about it and play some music on August 6th. So that would be the Monday before the party on August 11th. So anyway, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Case Bloom and Radsky about Funky Good Time, which is this Saturday and every first Saturday of the month. So yeah, what else is good, guys? Anything coming up in particular you want to hit on, or shout-outs for anyone?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything right now. I do every Fridays at Vinyl Tap. Soul Power every Friday, spinning records 8:30 till 12:30.
There you go.
My only regular thing.
Why didn't we mention that yet?
Yeah.
Because, man, it all happens when it's supposed to happen.
Right, right. Dig that.
And then I make bags. So
yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk about Tucker and Bill, too.
So if you need like a record bag or just a bag for anything.
They're the best.
We make bags here in East Nashville. You can check us out, Tucker and Bloom. It's tucker-bloom.com. And, yeah.
Dig that. I want to thank Radio Free Nashville for giving us a place to do this, and Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the program. That's radiofreenashville.org, nashvillefringefestival.org. And I guess I'm going to just let the last minute of this Doc Delay beat play, and then you'll hear God Made by Petty featuring Sofa Brown. You'll hear Reality Rap by Stan. You'll hear Out Here Boys, which is the birth of the group Out Here Boys, which is Evan Blocker and Sopher Brown, and then probably some more Petty and Stan, Mike Floss featuring Stan, just depending on how long it takes Gio to get back. He had to run back to the house for his laptop or something like that. So shout out to Gio on the radio, and we're out of here.
From which I am cut, though I could be off a bit, not too much. This is God made, look what God made. I see wings in my shadow silhouette. Something mean, I ain't met no killer yet. Like, continue to boss up, I be set right. Nothing's gonna hold me back, regret might. I walk in light, I step light, I am light. All these lights, can't ignore the vision. If I scam life, I'd rather ask for forgiveness before permission. Permission, so what if it hurts? Listen, when everybody's with that, I'm proof that at least someone on this earth isn't. Forgive me if I ever cross the line, I'm just trying to score a touchdown. Reasons I don't turn up now, I turn up down. Believe in me, they say you got it locked. It's a key to keeping it. What else? Don't play us on no funny. Stay out the way, just get your money. Keep it rocking, now I can see the top of the refrigerator. I'm not a kid anymore, but I still focus on the kid in me more. In this hopeless world, to infinity or forever, I'm the epitome. Don't pity me, pretty please, don't pity me. The city be in good hands, I got bigger plans. To the top, ay, to the top, baby. This is God made.
Look what God made. A kid with a curse that he can't lie. A man with a flavor you can't buy. Wrote the word for my people, I can't die. This is God made. Look what God made. You won't convince me that I won't fly. I see why you won't, but why won't I? You won't triumph if you won't try. Holy Trinity. This is God made.
I'ma shorten a second. I ain't got too much to say, too important. Respect it. At your orbit, impeccable timing. I birthed it perfect. Go down, you can bet I'm one of the first alerted. I got this curse of working so much. Everything I touch can both turn to gold and dust. I can walk on my own, I need no crutch. Just some more Sam Cooke. Been a long time coming, I'm coming up. Like, you can take the elevator, I'ma take the stairs. Either way, I'ma make it there, huh? To the top, ay, to the top, baby. This is God made.
Look what God made. A kid with a curse that he can't lie. A man with a flavor you can't buy. Wrote the word for my people, I can't die. This is God made. Look what God made. You won't convince me that I won't fly. I see why you won't, but why won't I? You won't triumph if you won't try. Holy Trinity, this is God made.
What would I do if I could feel?
Okay, every day I wake up, there's another liquor store or a trap spot. What we living for? The hood mascot's a bum, walking pigeon toed, brown paper bag in his hand. Watch him sip it slow. Now you telling me I shouldn't smoke when Bush did a line and Bill took a toe. I guess it's hard being drug free when your neighborhood's not far from all the drugs be. Pink. Die, roll up, put it in the air like, yeah, nigga, so what? Call me up abroad, get a bottle, then pull up and hope to God that it goes down for she throw up. Cold world that we living in, kids selling dope till they dance for the Benjamins. I ain't proud of it when I say I witnessed it, but I was right there firsthand before he hit. Had me feeling like this is it. If you don't feel me, fix your lens. Picture this, you die young, you leave a good-looking corpse. Now the church is packed full of fake people you don't love.
happens so often. And I just sit and shake my head from exhaustion. Because the body that is lying in that coffin could be alive and walking. But in my city, when you're trying to get on that off you, haters like cavities, it hurt to see your flaw set. That's why there's no rims on my ride. Besides, I can't see it when I drive. So why would I slap some chrome on it? If you can strong on it, if they want it, they gon' get it. Why put an alarm on it? A human life has became less valuable than a value meal. Tell me, how's it feel to hear the truth? Does it strike a little fear in you? If not, here's the fear that you need. Our kids are never beat, is she? Cause TV only teaches them the street, is she? Here's the way to go. You wanna make a little money, homie, where you owe? You wanna make a little more? Breaking the dough, waving the foe, and tell them lay down on the floor for sure. I don't understand, understand. Crime pays, you clocking on that block and make a killing for a killing. Either you're dealing or you're stealing, cause going to college ain't in the picture with all these budget cuts. Make me feel like something's up. They slow us down, just to fuck us up. A bunch of Maybelline schemes, what a cover up. Cause Uncle Sam ain't never had love for the youth. Send us to war, give us some guns and some boots. And what we do, kill other youngs. How many other mothers have to suffer? I let you breathe on it. Shed a tear, I got a shoulder, you can lean on it. This whole government seem phony. So you telling me a felony prevents me from making better cheese. Now I'm back to selling amphetamines. I need an extra set of knees. I done prayed so Lord knows my God. I hate to see my people living fit. If it was up to me, everyone would be millionaires without a care in the world. Open sale. But in order to get to heaven, gotta go through hell. But I don't even go to church, cause most of these pastors fake. Want me to hear the word, but all I hear is pass the plate. And half of the congregation can't even pay the mortgage. And you show up on Sunday in the bomb ass Porsche. Lord, forgive me in advance for going in on your man. But this is something I can't ignore, stand for. How much it costs to save a man's soul? Guess how much ever a rubber band hold? They say stand cold. Nah, I'm just keeping it real. This reality rap, secrets revealed. If you wanna know what's going on and not afraid of the truth, then cut on one of my songs, let it loop. I feel more than alive. You can't deny what's going on, I'm reporting it live. I don't even watch the news, reporters a lie. Seems like they all crooked, a quarter to five. I could give a damn what's going on with celebrities. Who's dating who, and this is news that you're telling me. It seems more like a distraction to keep me off track of what's actually happening.
What would I do if I could reach inside of me and to know how it feels to say, I like what I see.
Love with me now. First things first, sucker. God from the kick.